Hello, everyone. This is Dr. Rochelle. Hello, everyone. This is Dr. Rochelle Resto. I am on the line. Please forgive us for the technical difficulty that we have experienced trying to get on the line, but this is the time for you to walk into your destiny. I am here. I'm going to still try to get through 30 destiny principles in 30 minutes, and so we're just going to jump right in. I'm so excited about being here. I am going to be giving away some of my books, and so those who are on the line, if you reach out to me, and if you are the seventh person that sends me a message, please send me a message. You will get a free copy of my Destiny book and a Destiny kit that I have developed for you. And so, again, I am excited. I will be taking questions for those who have questions that they want to ask. I will be taking those questions from you. Thank you so much for being with us. I'm so, again, so excited about sharing these key principles with you. I hope that you are ready. I hope that you have something that you want to ask me about your destiny. What is your destiny? Destiny is really embedded into what I call the servant, situational servant leadership model. It's all about serving. It's all about what do you do in certain situations. It's all about really walking through maturity, completing tasks, making sure that you are able to diagnose, be flexible, and collaborate with people, with your family, with leaders in the community. Your destiny helps to push you. It helps to assist you with being able to develop trust in people, and it also helps you to empower you to be a conqueror in the things that God has called you to do. Being a leader is really what it's all about. It's embedded into the leadership principle. The D stands for dominion, divine power, determination, and discipline. If you are destiny-driven, you have to walk in dominion, you have to be diligent, you have to have determination, and you definitely have to have discipline. The E is for edification, involvement, equipping, and enlightening. In order for you to walk in your destiny, you have to be one that wants to continue to evolve. In order for you to want to evolve, that means that you have to study, study, study. You have to read the Bible. You have to be a lifelong learner. You have to really study key principles. How many of you, even after you hear something, you go back and you say, let me dive deeper into this? Google. I know everyone loves Google, but when was the last time that you went to the library and just really researched what someone told you? In order for you to be destiny driven, you have to be equipped. You have to be equipped in how to function. You have to be equipped in how to make sound decisions, and you have to make sure that you edify others. You have to be able to rebuild what was broken. You have to be able to see things not for where they are, but for what they can be. It's just like you are able to take a puzzle. You see the picture on the outside of the puzzle, and it's not until you begin to evolve. It's not until you begin to implement a process, and then once you start implementing a process, then you begin to see, you begin to equip and put things in place where you begin to see the clear picture. In this time, it's time for you to see the clear picture of things. Sometimes we make decisions based on half information, based on what someone else said, based on emotions, based on our feelings. Now we have to make decisions based on what God said, based on having all the information. The S, salvation, splendor, sanctification, and stability. That is a key principle that you will need to be successful. You have to have sanctification. You got to have some stickability about you. In order for you to achieve your destiny, you got to stick to it. Whatever you said you're going to do, you got to stick to it. You can't be here this way. One is like schizophrenic. You can't be a wanderer. You are not, you were not born to be a wanderer. You were not born to be a drifter. You were born to walk in stability. You were born to walk upright. You were born to be a conqueror. You were born to be an overcomer. You were born to walk in your destiny. The T is for temperance and transformation. There's some transformational things that's about to happen in your life. There's some things that you have been through in January and February that require you to walk in temperance. It wasn't comfortable. It didn't feel good. You had to cry a lot. But this is a set time for you to walk in temperance. This is a set time for you to embrace transformation. This is your transformational month. You are being transformed into something creative, witty, and exciting. I is for instructions. I is for instructions. I is for instructions and increase. I'm giving you some key strategies to walk in your destiny. I'm giving you 30 words that's going to really help you in your alone time. I'm giving you 30 things: instruction, identity, intimacy, and increase. That I in destiny means that, one, you got to have some instructions. You got to have somewhere. You got to know where you're going. You know that with the GPS, we rely on the GPS sometimes too much, because if there's a mechanical failure, you will know how to function. If your phone is dead, you will know how to function. See, now is the time for you to broaden your horizon. Now's the time for you to broaden your expansion. Now's the time for you to broaden your knowledge, and so that you can have all the details that you need to fulfill your destiny. You got to put the work in. You got to make sure that you don't have an identity crisis. You know, so many times people lose their ID, and when you go get your ID renewed, they make you wait. This is not the time that you have to lose who you are. Who are you? Right. You got to figure that out if you want to fulfill your destiny. You got to understand who God called you to be. You got to understand, and the only way that you're going to be able to do that is unless you walk into intimacy with God. Intimacy. That means that you have to really spend some alone time with God. That means that you have to really spend some time figuring out who God called you to be. Next is increase. I've been saying this. There's great things on the horizon, and in order for you, when you begin to walk in your destiny, in order for you to fulfill your destiny, you got to know that it is increased around you. You got to know that this is not your final resting place. This is not your destination. This is not the end. You are just beginning. I need someone to understand that in order for you to fulfill your destiny, you are just beginning to walk into things, to meet new people, to walk into new strategies, to walk into new things that you've never seen before. It's time for you to fulfill your destiny. The N is for newness, noble, and nature. And also, nevertheless. Sometimes when you're fulfilling your destiny, you have to just say, nevertheless. Not my will, not what I think, but let God's will be done. There has to be a newness. There has to be something in nature. You know, get outside and begin to just explore nature. There is so much that the Lord is going to download in your mind and change your vision about. The more that you spend time in intimacy, in nature, and you're really fulfilling the will of God. The Y is for yielding faith, yes, and yearning for God. Many of you on this line have a yearning, you have a desire, you have something inside of you that you just yearning for. There's a yearning inside of you. There's a yearning in you. There is something that's like, look, it's something else I'm supposed to do. And see, that is when you really have to yield to your faith. That is really, really when you have to yield to your yes. You have to recommit your your yes every day. I'm telling you, you have to go back and yield your yes every day. I know there's a yearning inside of you. I know that there's some times when you're just yearning and you're yawning at the same time, but you have to yield your yes every day. You have to yield your faith every day to say, this is a faith walk. I'm going to fulfill my destiny. I believe in my destiny. I know that God has a bigger plan for me, bigger than what I can see, bigger than what I can think, and I am moving forward, moving forward. I am moving forward in my destiny. Forward movement. Does anyone have any questions? I do want to yield way to those that may have questions on the line. Are there any questions? Any questions? Any questions? All right. So your destiny is going to require you to diagnose, be flexible, collaborate, and improve in your skills. Your destiny is going to require you to set your mind on things above and not on things on this earth. Your destiny is going to require you not to walk in fear, but to walk in power, love, and a sound mind, peace, love, and happiness, out power, love, and a sound mind. Your destiny is going to require you to be not conformed to this world, but transformed. There is a transformation about to happen in you. There's a transformation that's about to happen in your life. There's a transformation that's about to happen in your mind, in your spirit, everything around you. You're going to see things different the more that you embrace, the more that you yield to your yes. Destiny is requiring you to demonstrate strength. It's going to require you to see God's glory. It's going to push you into your purpose. It's going to shape your character. It's going to allow you to walk in forgiveness and compassion. It's going to allow you to build trust. It is going to allow you to be an innovator. It's going to allow you to be creative. It's going to reframe your problems. Your destiny is going to reframe your problems. It's going to allow you to approach old situations in new ways. You are going to approach old situations in new ways. Your destiny is going to push you to growth. It's going to really help you with your goals, support, and vision. It's going to really prioritize things in your life. I'm telling you, the more you lean not to your own understanding, the more that the Lord is going to allow you to lean into his understanding. And see, one thing that you need to do is you got to write some things out. You got to write out these things. Not only will you write them out, then you got to live them out. It's like you got to practice what you write. You got to practice what you preach. Everything that you're practicing, you got to live it out in the earth. And you got to pay attention to the verbal and nonverbal motions, the things that's tugging in your heart. The things that you know you're supposed to do. There's a TAP principle that really the Lord gave me in this book. That means transparency, accountability, and process. You got to be transparent with yourself. You got to be accountable to somebody, and you got to walk this process out. There is a TAP. You can't TAP out. You got to TAP in. I know some of you are wrestling with some things. I know some of you are feeling like, oh, I don't know which way to go, but it's time for you to TAP in. It's time for you to develop a clear, authentic plan to improve your effectiveness. It's time for you to recognize, improve, and receive feedback from what you've learned. From others, from what you learned from your past, successes and failures, and it's time for you to move forward now. Take action. Avoid making decisions when you are faced with incomplete information. When conflict and pressure comes, when conflict comes every day, you cannot collapse. You got to move forward in your destiny without delay. Make the vow today. I'm asking you to make a vow today that you will refuse to go back to the place that God delivered you from. You will not allow your mind to go back. You will not allow people to take you back. You will not allow anything to take you back to that place that God has said, I delivered you from. You will not recycle the things that God told you to get rid of. Walk in your destiny. Fulfill your destiny. move forward in what God has told you to do. It's time. This is time for you to experience something that you never experienced something before. It's time for you to see things that you've never seen before. It's time for you to master the art of surviving. It's time for you to realize that you are in a good place with God and nothing can take you out of the place with God. It's time for you to move forward, be accountable, be stable, walk in your destiny, tap into it. Don't frustrate the grace of God. It's time for you to move forward now in your destiny. I challenge you. I charge you. I believe in you. You can do it. You are a conqueror. You can do it. You are unshakable. You are unmovable. You are purpose-driven and not people-pleasing. You are God's best masterpiece. Move forward now. I'm here today to tell you you can do it. I'm here today to tell you we believe in you. I'm here today to tell you that behind closed doors, there is a structuring going on, but God is transforming you into who he needed you to be. He's allowing the wounds to heal. The scars are healing now. Move forward. Don't frustrate the grace of God. It's time for you to move forward now. Love and leave at the same time. Thank you so much for joining us. Please continue to connect with us on social media. Please continue to connect with us on Instagram. We look forward to hearing from you. Stay tuned for my new book that will be coming out on April the 3rd weekend, which is my birthday weekend. And so that book will be coming out behind closed doors, Married to the Church, But My Wife is a Mistress. This is a story. The Lord really took me out of my comfort zone and allowed me. I've been doing focus groups with women and men about their roles and the things that happen behind closed doors. And I couldn't capture everything in this book, but I'm telling you, this storyline is really going to change your life. It's really going to open up your eyes behind the doors of what happens behind the doors of denial, ultimatums, unforgiveness, cheating, lies. I'm telling you, this is really going to be a book that you need to add to your library. Stay tuned. Follow us on social media. Order the pre-copy of the book. You're going to want the pre-copy of this book. You're going to want the Behind Closed Doors kit, subscription kit that the Lord is allowing me to put together. Stay tuned. Thank you so much for joining us, and I look forward to hearing from you soon.